21-11-1185, 700 block of San Antonio. Be on a gold Malibu.
Check 11-102,
Mountain View. Welcome to the next edition of the Mountain View Police Department Silicon Valley Beat. I am Saul Jaeger.
Sergeant Saul Jaeger, and I am Shino Tanaka.
Wow, my voice sounded just like yours today.
That's weird.
You're not. I am Sergeant.
Yeah.
Saul. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
okay.
And carry on, Sergeant.
Yes. We have a special guest today that we learned about yesterday. Very exciting. That came in, and his name is Valentin Slavy. Valentin, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And it's great to have you here. Oh, I think we should mention that our special guest comes from Germany.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's here visiting Mountain View, specifically the police department. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're going to find out why, which is the interesting
part. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good. How you been? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this was actually came to us from our chief yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Valentin has been working with the chief since 2009.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's all about our cars,
yeah,
and our older cars, originally the Chevy Caprices.
The awesome Chevy Caprice. I love that car. I miss that car. Now Valentin has one.
It was a great one. But yeah, just so in a nutshell, Reader's Digest, Valentin restored one of our old Caprice cars. It's actually a Mountain View Police car that was used on patrol here, to pretty much mint condition, right?
That's
working
true.
Condition.
And
so
beyond
we're going to
perfect spec condition.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. I have the pictures.
The 1996 we'll Chevy Caprice. But you know what? Let him tell us.
No, I want to keep talking about
I'm done talking about me. Why don't you talk about me now?
Let's hear you talk about me. So, Valentin, how did this whole thing start? Let's go back to the very beginning.
The very beginning. It started with watching too much movies with the car chases and stuff like
that.
What
was your favorite car chase scene? What's
your favorite? Blues Brothers is.
Oh, Blues Brothers.
Yes.
See, now you're going back.
Yes, that is a good one.
I mean, they had no 1996 Caprice there, but it was a nice car chase. And
yeah.
So I got interested in that stuff and interested for the cars. And yeah, so the dream was built to own an American police car one time.
Now, this didn't all start with Mountain View PD car, right? You actually got a different one first.
Yes, that's true. The first car I was I bought was the 1996 Caprice from Rhinebeck, New York. An East Coast car, a little bit rust on it. And
snow.
Some days later, I decided to buy a second one and looked on eBay Motors. Yeah, and found a pretty nice white Caprice.
Mm-hmm. So we had the Blues Brothers to thank for this.
Of course. Yes. Thank the Blues Brothers for everything.
In Germany, are there people who, like yourself, collect old police cars and restore them? You know, very much like we have auto clubs here. Because, I mean, okay, so truth be told, I mean, you guys have the most amazing vehicles, right? So give me a little bit about, yes, the Blues Brothers, but what about the car? I mean that takes a lot of effort and time and
money.
You know, money, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's not easy to, and also not cheap, to ship cars over to Germany. The long distance are very high costs for it.
Mm-hmm.
And also when you want to buy spare parts or replacement parts, maybe it's hard to find. And also you have all things shipped over, and it's a lot of money for that.
Okay.
But it's a lot of fun because these cars are very different from those we have in Germany. Nearly everything in the United States is bigger, taller than in Europe. It's
that's very true.
From the Walmart to the cars, it's everything, really. And and also a powerful car. Yeah.
We love that car. And that's when I started, that was the car that was here. The old Chevy Caprices, and man,
we miss it.
It was, yeah, it's we a more it. Capable vehicle, as they say in the airplane world. It's a more capable vehicle.
And as far as I know, it was the most, the best police car of that time that won the Michigan State Police Vehicle Test from year to year.
Mm.
So,
he knows about that, more about that car than we do. So,
well, probably.
Tell us about sort of the time from when you received our Chevy Caprice to where you are today. Like, how long did it take? Or what was involved? Like, I have no idea in as far as restoration what that looks like even.
It took a couple of years. The first thing was to wait a long time till it shipped over. It took some weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I need a lot of things to do. I had to do some repairs before I could put it in service in Germany. I need some special permissions for the car, and then I was able to drive it. And then I started with the restoration project. I got in touch with the seller and asked where the car was used, from which department. And so I got the contact to Mountain View. Yeah, I got in touch with Captain Max that time. Captain Max Bosel.
Now our chief.
Sure. And we got in touch, and he supported me with information about the car, paperwork and stuff. And
It was pretty neat. He had, so from the pictures, he put him in progression order from when he first received the car's on the truck, you know, when he first received it and all the things. And but what was neat was Captain Bozell, now Chief Bozell, actually gave him the initial sales paperwork, right? All the even all of the internal, you know, reports, like when we every little piece of damage or things that happen to the vehicle, we document it every single time. We do that with every vehicle we have. And so Valentin's got the all of that stuff with it. It's fascinating.
So I guess I have two questions for you. Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult component of the restoration process for you? And on the other end of the spectrum, what was the most fun part of restoring it?
Oh, interesting questions. I first answered the second one. Mm-hmm. I painted the car completely new. Uh-huh. New white paint, original color, and put on the original lettering decals. So that was the funniest part, I think, because it gave the car the original look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The difficult thing is I still have a problem with the transmission.
You do?
Yeah, I replaced the transmission with the new old stock transmission, mm-hmm. and had the same problem again.
Mm-hmm. What's that problem that you're having with the transmission?
It's an error code. The check engine light comes up when you drive a couple of miles, and that's not
actually
good.
So what is the error code? Because somebody listening might actually know.
Say.
Yeah, it's a P1870. It's a common code for that transmission. Okay. And I also tried to buy a shift kit, but it did not work. And so maybe I have to give away the transmission for a complete overhaul.
So if there's anyone out there listening who has any insight to this transmission issue, please let us know.
What year is the car? It's a
1996.
1996 Chevy Caprice, police edition. Mm-hmm. And it's error code P1870?
1870, yeah.
1870 error code that comes up. So yeah, help us. That'd be cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Have you put this police car in any shows in Germany, or what do you do with it? I would drive that thing around all the time. Have you taken it down on Autobahn? Sorry, I have to ask that question.
No, I did not put that car in shows. The first car I bought from New York State, mm-hmm. I had displayed on police car shows in Germany, but not the Mountain View unit.
Yet.
Yeah. Okay. When you do, let us know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I told him when he goes back to take, because you're not quite done yet, right? There's still work to do on this.
There's still work to do. Sure.
And he's actually. It's when you get in this car, it's just like it was. The computer is there. Everything is there. The lights and sirens work. I mean,
they will work.
They will work
in this car. They will work. I'm not finished yet. These things, but I will go on with that.
Yeah.
Well, please do keep us posted, and especially if you do take it on the Autobahn, I want to hear all about that.
We want video.
Yeah, have a some camera or something.
Get some GoPros
something. We do.
Would be so awesome, especially if you end up passing BMWs or something. I mean, that would be pretty cool.
No problem.
Or even if you could get police officers from your town looking at the car, would be really cool. But I asked him to take some video and things as he's going, and some photos of like additional of the progression and things. And then, but the bigger question in this though is that I asked him yesterday, what's next, right? And you have a decade plan in front of you, right? You said
I have some plans. Yes. First, I will try to install the partition screen.
Oh.
And then the computer stuff. And yeah, it's hard to find the correct parts that were inside the car. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happened on this.
So if that's the case, then I take it you haven't fabricated anything yourself. You are trying to get everything.
I don't want to fabricate things by myself. I want it as original as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going searching eBay and now I'm here and try to ask at the Fleet Service Center for a little bit support and yeah, look what happened.
Very cool.
Yeah. And you guys are going out there after this, right? You're going to be going over to the Fleet Center. And so have a look at the motorcycles that are over there, where we talked about yesterday.
Okay.
There's a bunch of Harley Davidsons that would be really cool to restore as well. I was getting at, though, after you're done restoring this car, what's next?
Yeah, I guess then next project is a family, because I have a one-year-old child, and that will take a couple of more time than doing restoration car projects.
Of course.
And maybe I will slow down with all that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I buy a third car, I think my wife will kill me. So
yeah,
I'm not doing that.
That's I suggested he buy like a helicopter and restore it. That'd be neat. He's got a whole.
Do you want his wife to kill him?
I want to go to Germany and visit.
What about a ship?
Oh yeah, a boat.
Yeah, a boat. Yeah.
Okay, that so cool. Going back to the car here. Okay. So I have a question about you personally, and obviously this takes high level commitment, but also technical knowledge, engineering knowledge, electrical knowledge. What is your background?
Background for car restoration? None.
Okay, great. What's your day job?
I bought two books, GM repair books. Uh-huh. And
what do you do for work?
I'm a commercial clerk.
Okay.
So sitting around the office all the day. Uh-huh. And
yeah. So who just happens to be able to restore vehicles. So if you need an expert in Germany, he's your man.
Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's a neat project.
Yeah.
So we'll be pushing out some of the photos and the things that we have.
And sending updates along.
Yeah.
Before we end this, though, I do want to say to all of your German countrymen and women, is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Oh, I think when they hear this... they will know what's going on. So, no, everything okay.
All right, very right good.
On. So, we're going to get an international audience, maybe.
We are, at least one in Germany.
Wow, I'm nervous.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah.
I got to brush up on my German.
Okay.
I don't know any, so it's going to take a while.
Just get a couple books.
Yeah, like I'll do that.
You figure it out in 2 seconds.
Mm.
No problem. Okay. Well, thank you. It's an awesome project.
And you're welcome.
Any of the history stuff is. You know, that esprit de corps that's built from history kind of things is really important to the police department. And Chief Bozell's really big into the history of the police department and the reason why we do things. And this is like a living, breathing part of that, which is very, very cool. So thank you for doing it.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And thank you for spending the time with us. We appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anything else?
Mm-mm.
Have a great day, Mountain View.
Any unit available? I got a 1066 that just ran across from the apartment complex towards the train track and might be hiding.
10 Barber, 1019.